At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa!
Austin!
You ready?
I'm very ready.
Let's do it! It's time now to play some Ones Gotta Go, powered by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services. And in honor of this man kicking off his residency last night in Las Vegas at the Sphere, we're turning to our buddy, Mr. Kenny Chesney, to play some Ones Gotta Go.
All right.
Kenny, really the only rule to this game is the name of the game. We're going to give you a couple of options. All you have to do is tell us which Ones Gotta Go.
This is scary. Okay.
It is scary.
It can be a little hard to choose between, but.
But the rules are
okay.
To the game,
so I just got to tell you which one's got to go.
One's got to go for good, okay?
Okay.
We'll start with one that I feel like, you know, you can probably relate to, I would assume. Wearing flip-flops for the rest of your life or wearing shorts for the rest of your life. Which one's got to go?
Well, one kind of goes with the other, but I'd say shorts have got to go.
Shorts have got to go.
Okay. You like your jeans?
Yeah, because I can still wear flip-flops and jeans.
That's the good point.
Exactly.
It's a good point.
So true. All right. I don't know if this one's going to be any more difficult or not, but one's got to go. Never being able to go to a beach again or never having the sandbar at your show again.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys are making this tough. Well, I mean, we could reconfigure the sandbar. So, okay, the sandbar would have to go.
Okay, all right.
Okay, reconfigure. All right. I can see that.
No,
you're already thinking outside
the box.
Creative
guy, you know, you got to think that he's going to have new ideas.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, Kenny. First of all, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you.
Absolutely.
The last one before we go, I don't think I need to tell anyone because I think everyone in Chicagoland already knows, but Kenny's playing at the Sphere in Las Vegas. Make sure you go and see him in Vegas.
You got 15 shows to get to.
All right, Kenny, one's got to go. Singing the seventh inning stretch at Wrigley or getting beers at Murphy's Bleachers.
See, those go hand in hand.
One's got to go.
Okay, wow. Can I go to Murphy's after the seventh inning stretch?
I mean,
I don't know if that's fair.
I would much rather. Okay, the seventh inning stretch has got to go because see, I can stay longer at Murphy's and have a beer.
That's a great point. It's a good point.
Yeah, I'm not so much on public display at Murphy's.
That's true.
That is also true.
You can take your sweet time having your beers there.
Yeah, but I have sang the seventh inning stretch twice, and I loved it.
So you can say you played Wrigley, right?
Yes, I can.
Kenny, listen, you are the man. Honestly, you are one of our absolute favorites. When you come to town, we blow out the entire weekend celebrating you and your career's work. We're so excited for the Sphere in Las Vegas. And then we're
going
to try and talk to you later on this year because you've got a book coming out in November that we are super excited about.
Oh, thank you, guys. I'm very excited about it. And we can talk more about that later, but I'm very, very excited about it.
I can't wait to hear all about this book. I think it's going to be amazing. Seriously, people are going to go crazy over it.
Once you come down from your high after the Sphere, we'll give you a call, okay?
Sounds great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Have the best time in Vegas.
All right, come see us.
We will.
Bet it all on black,
all right.
Okay? All right. All right. Thanks, Kenny.
Thank you, Kenny.
See you at Murphy's.